Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Ellie Grant. The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can watch on YouTube. And joining me is just the most wonderful, most handsome, most loving internet husband I could ever ask for. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi.
How's that bachelor treating you?
Girl, it's 8 hours in the next 2 weeks. Like, it's trying to kill me slowly with that virgin mother effer. God.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to talk about and make fun of. It's a mess. So everybody go listen. It's the last 2 weeks. Hey.
Yeah, everyone go listen to that. So you guys, big exciting things. This Friday, we are going to D.C. for our big D.C. show. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of New York season premiere there. So, by the way, if you're listening, like, where is that season premiere recap? Just wait till Friday night or Saturday morning. It will be up then. And then next week, oh my God, we're going to South by Southwest. We are so excited. If you're wondering, like, when do tickets go on sale? The way it works is you can get a badge, and badge holders get first dibs on seats. And then after badge holders, it's people who have reservations. And then if you don't have a reservation, then you're the last group. So that's how it's going to work. We're super excited to go to South by Southwest.
Even if you don't have a badge and get in line, because it's a free show, and we're sure that there's going to be
seats. Think a lot of badge holders are really going to come. We think they're going to be going to like the NPR, like fresh air party.
Yeah.
You know,
the Real Housewives of Fresh Air.
They're going to be going to
they're like, well, I disagree heartily.
There's going to be like a talk by like Tesla that people will be at. So both the band and the car.
Everybody.
So then we also are going to Cincinnati next week. We have two shows. The late show is sold out, but there are still tickets available for the early show. So come see it, because that's going to be a fun, wild, happy hour time. And then we got plenty of shows after that, which you will probably hear an earful about in the coming weeks, but we will spare you for now. Just go to watchacrappens.com to get all those. And make sure to get your Pop Art Luann t-shirts and leggings and all that stuff, because they look amazing. If you don't know what we're talking about, if you look on our Instagram, there's plenty of people who've been posting amazing photos. So watchacrappens.com for all that fun stuff. And now, the glory that is Vanderpump Rules!
Oh, so we opened this episode of Vanderpump Rules with Trixie Monocle. I don't know if she's drunk or what, making the music over there. But she's just like, ha la 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 la. I don't know. Trixie needs to stop drinking at work.
Yeah, she's a little soused. I do want to also say, by the way, before we dive into this, the Summer House premiere was last night, and we are going to recap that, and that'll be up later this week, FYI, if you're wondering about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And don't worry, it's a totally different Lindsay this time. It's like a new Lindsay. It's new Lindsay.
And new Danielle. Danielle's like, I'm fun and a reality star now. Huh?
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Danielle, wow. Danielle. Trying hard much.
I know.
You know, someone for effort. Jesus Christ. She just needs to wear an E sweatshirt that says E for effort.
Yeah, or E Entertainment News, because she sounds like a red carpet reporter. We're live here at the Summer House, and I'm in it. Anyway.
If at first you don't succeed, try too hard. Just try too hard, girl.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves on a different show. So, yes, Trixie Monocle, she's wasted. She just is like, her lips are just like on the microphone. Just she's just not even trying anymore.
Yeah.
Paul, I've been here for 48 hours. I still don't have a good idea. Just run the record and we'll just see what comes out. I need fish sticks. Pick up my dry cleaning.
What rhymes with tartar sauce, Paul?
Tartar sauce.
We have to do these sessions.
Santa Claus, tartar sauce.
I know, like, perk it up, Trixie. You're still working, okay? This is your second chance at life after Three Arm Octopus doing the music for Vanderpump Rules.
Maybe I should get back together with my old band. Maybe that's what I should do.
David, Ernie would know how to rhyme tartar sauce with something.
Oh, Ernie. Then she thinks wistfully about her times with Ernie.
Yeah, oh, Trixie Monocle. Well, she's sure making a lot of music. I'll give her that much. So we open with James driving around, and he's calling Tom. And he's like a bobblehead in a car. He's just like, hey, brother. Hello, mate. It's me, James.
Hello.
Like, Jesus Christ, stop the car.
Yeah. And so he invites Tom Sandoval to go play golf. And Tom Sandoval's like, golf? And he's like, there's like sort of like an element of panic in his voice. like shit, I already returned my cute golf outfit from last season and I don't have enough time to find it again.
Dude, what am I going to wear to golf again?
Dude, where do I find Argyle at this late hour? Dude.
He's like, Jaxi boys invite you to. I'm like, what is this guy after? And we find out later, but I'm like, golf with Jax? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. So Tom tells James that Lala and Rand broke up. And, you know, James, of course, is just like reveling. He's like, that's not surprising. 78-year-old boring fat Hollywood producer breaks up with 26-year-old wannabe actress. Oh, no, am I surprised about that? No way at all. No way at all. And he just starts crying for no reason. You're like, wait a second.
Young smooth girl breaks up with fat man. Shocker.
Yeah. I was going to make a forced joke about keys.
You know, I know that we live in Los Angeles and we're just used to seeing that. It's like, it looks like old rich men walking around with their nurse, their bedpan nurse or whatever. And we're used to seeing that and everything. But that doesn't make it a happy life, you know? And I'm glad that at least somebody's not just pretending like everything's great just because we get to go on a private jet, you know? Lala could be crushed under that thing, okay? Fat man. There needs to be like a caution sign, like falling fat man.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about this Lala situation, but I'm going to hold on to them until we get to that salon scene where Lala really tells us the origin story of her and Rand. Because I'm like, conflicting thoughts and feelings.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Triple X-Men origin story.
Oh my god. Yeah, seriously. So now we see Jax and Britt are at home, and Jax has a big announcement, which is that he has bought Brittany four different types of ice cream.
Girl,
at this point, I didn't know why until much later in the until actually right this moment, I'm realizing why he bought her so much ice cream.
Why?
Wisdom
Was there
teeth.
An actual reason?
I think it's because of the wisdom teeth, but we don't realize this. Oh. Like, it's never really connected. It didn't connect until this moment. This is the version. This is like watching Lost. It's Vanderpump Rules version Lost. We'll have an ice cream reference and then a wisdom teeth reference, and you have to figure it out.
It suddenly comes clear. Yeah, I actually wasn't wondering at all. I was like, oh, that's totally normal. It's like four kinds of ice cream. I mean, you're dating Britney. Like, what do you expect to buy her? You know, that and like Beanie Babies whenever you're at the airport, you know? Like, I got you another ugly Beanie Baby, honey.
I'm marrying him.
I'm engaged.
Yeah, but also it kind of made me understand why Brittany would marry Jax, because I really haven't understood until this point. But if a man ever came home and was like, Ronnie, I bought you four different kinds of ice cream, that man is never leaving my side again, okay? Except to go to the store.
I have to say that is actually one of the most charming and lovely things that Jax has ever done, was just coming with four different... But however, I wasn't convinced that they were good ice cream, because if he came in with like, hey, I got you four different types of ice cream, and it was just like... like shitty Dixie cups, like generic Dixie cups that you got in school, where like the most flavor comes from the wooden spoon, then I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you. You like made me, you gave me visions of Ben and Jerry's and like strange gelato brands, and instead you gave me like that freaking generic whatever, what's that brand? That generic brand. It's so generic, I can't even remember it. It comes in a big truck with like a white and blue stripe.
Thirsty? No. Thrifty? No.
No, it's like Cisco. You got me Cisco Dixie Cups, Jax.
Well, I don't think he knows Brittany very well because he got her strawberry lemonade popsicles and Snickers bar. And like stuff that just doesn't go, like as a binger myself, that shit don't go together. Someone who likes strawberry lemonade popsicles does not like Snickers bar ice cream. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the same palate.
You know, people, by the way, everyone knows I have a love for waffles, but what people don't really know is that my true love are Snickers ice cream bars. Just saying.
That's so romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are similar flavor patterns, right? Because caramel.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, you. So you love yourself. That's
thank you
point.
For
That's my
thank
point.
You for drawing
you know yourself.
Yeah, thank you for connecting those two things.
So they've also got vodka, and Britt's like, "That's for law, law," which I just had to point out how she says "law, law." So actually, broke up with Randall, and Jax is like, "Yeah, I saw her crying, but you know, like it wasn't my business. So I didn't want." Yeah, right, Jax.
Yeah, please shut up, Jax. Yeah, so Lala comes over.
Just totally self-involved.
So actually, I'm sorry. Katie comes over with, I think she comes over with, she comes over with Babas. I wrote down Babobs, and I was like, did I misspell Bubba?
No, but Baba.
Baba.
We should pick Baba up and fix him up with Lolo.
I bet like the first time Brittany ever played Super Mario Brothers 2 and she saw the Bob-omb, she's like, Bob-ombs, just like Lolo likes a drink. It's like, no, those are Babas, not Bob-ombs. Very specific Nintendo joke.
Oh, so yeah, Katie brings over baby bottles to put vodka in, which is very supportive since Lala quit drinking. Just fucking Katie, okay? That's your friend.
Oh my, no, Lala's back. No, but Lala's back.
That's very professional, all right? Just stop barking over there.
Bueller is
matter,
triggered by
Bueller.
The word Katie. Bueller, Bueller hears Katie, and Bueller's like, you know what? I'm on board with the Katie hate, and I'm just sad I'm going to bark.
Yeah, he saw her outfit on Watch What Happens Live. That's for damn
sure.
What was
up with
that? He's like mortified.
I watched the promo. I didn't watch the episode, but Katie looked like she had bird shit in her hair. And Andy was like, coming up, we got Stassi and Katie. And Katie, we're going to talk about that. And then it cut off before you could say hair.
I'm so sorry. Someone is knocking at my door.
Oh my God.
I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial because like Rob is so good at commercials and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
Okay.
It's about affordable. No, you're still talking.
Who's talking? Where? Tell them to come on the podcast.
Fucking guy came to my door.
Tell them to come on the podcast and I'm going to say a word to him. Okay.
No, tell he him. Got mad. He like got belligerent because I wouldn't like talk to him. So
who
now
is
he's
this
still
person?
At my door going, it's for affordable something. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Why is he knocking on? No, no. First of all, it's called 2019. All right. It's called. He should be sending spam email, not knocking on doors. That is such an outmoded form of annoying people.
For serious. And you say go away and he stands there. I'm going to get a stalking injunction against that fucker.
Oh, my God. He is awful. And I'm
so
enjoying
mad.
This. Like I have what do you call that? Like vicarious anger.
I'm infuriated. I hate when people knock on my door. And then when you say, no, I don't have time, and they just keep talking. Who does that, okay?
Yeah. I just want to mention that this was all brought upon us by mentioning Katie, okay? Like
you
mentioned Katie, and look at all the chaos that has happened on the podcast.
Fucking Katie's outfit.
Katie's outfit with the bird shit in her hair on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes. Okay, so what did Katie look like? She looked like... God, she looked like... Someone who would date my Aunt Josie, my lesbian Aunt Josie. Like back in the day, Josie would date women with like big, you know, gray afros and then like polyester suits from the 70s. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what Katie looked like. I was like, are you on our bowling league now? Like, what the fuck, Katie?
Yeah. She looked like she had like wanted to test the temperature of like oil with her hair. Like she just sort of like ducked down into like an oil puddle and then like the oil and then she's like, oh wait, now I've got oil in my hair, you know?
Well, yeah, and then she took a pic because, you know, that's why you don't ever listen to your sycophants when they tell you you look great, because they're lying. They're just being nice to you, okay? Because everybody, Andy's like, oh, Katie, your hair, wow! And so Katie thought this looked really good, and poor thing went on her Instagram. It was like crediting her hair guy. I mean, I just felt so bad for her.
It literally looked
like
a bird
shat on her. Everyone really hates your ass when they let you do that.
Yeah. You know, like,
yeah, she looked like a park bench that had been shit all over.
You know, it was like, you know, like the camera adds 10 pounds. The camera also adds like more bird shit to your hair. Okay. It does that, so don't do it.
Katie's so, like the first. She looked like she was trying to be a White Walker on Game of Thrones. It's like you're the first person to be rejected as a White Walker. Okay, they wouldn't even turn Katie into a White Walker.
She looked like someone had actually broken an egg on her head and had just cleaned it up, but there was still yolk that was left over.
Yeah,
it was just like she was like someone thought her head was a pancake bowl, and they're like, "Oh shit, I was gonna try to make pancakes, but it's actually a head of a lady." So. Some very misguided person who wants to make pancakes at night who was like, there it is, there's my bowl.
Yeah, it was just terrifying.
They put the egg in and the baking powder, and then before they realize their issues.
Who's the lady? I'm trying to Janet Reno. That's what I was getting. I was getting Janet Reno vibes. I was like, watch out, Waco. Okay, so yeah,
it's Katie's a convenient narrative. Stuff. You know what? David Koresh has a very convenient narrative. So anyway, so Lala comes over to Brittany and Jax's place, and Brittany's like, Lala, we've been thinking about you. I mean, to be fair, I was also just singing the Smurf song, which goes, la, 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 la. So I was sort of just like just saying your name. I guess I wasn't really thinking about you. I guess I was just saying your name. Anyway, hi!
We made baby bottle filled with alcohol. I don't know why she's talking like that, but it's getting out of control. And Katie cannot even hide the hatred on her face that she has for Brittany anymore. Did you? It was in a later scene, which we'll get to. But Katie's just looking at her like, you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Why do you talk like that, poodle face or poodle head? Face.
So Lala's like, well, that lasted 17 hours. I was like, oh, man. Meaning that, like, they are back together. And I'm like, you know what? I hate that. I hate that, like, you gather – someone who, like, gathers their friends around, cries, talks about, like – burdens them with all this emotional shit, which to the point where they're, like, getting babas and filling them up with vodka, etc. And it's like, oh, yeah, like, less than a day later, you're back together. Nuh-uh. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that I don't like that either, but – I don't ever trust people like Lala anyway when they say they break up, because when your relationship is based on money, there's always more money. Like, they're never going to really break up unless he dumps her for someone younger, which will probably happen in like 5 or 6 years, or when he runs out of money. So yep. Unless I read a bankruptcy notice on the internet, Radar Online, my favorite French magazine, then I won't believe that they're really broken up.
Yeah, exactly. So she just gives a whole, I'm just like a really emotional person right now. When I saw Rand living his best life, I just got really mad. But you know what? He gave me my Gucci slides back, and, you know.
Yeah.
Lala wanted her slides.
And Katie's like, where did Jax go? Because that's how Katie says everything. Mm-hmm. And Jax is upstairs playing his drums.
It's like garage band drums. Next to a neon sign that says Jax's Cave.
You know, it's like when you hate parents, like you have friends that are parents and you hate them, and you're like, hey, I bought your baby drums. You know, you're like, fuck you for not seeing me anymore. It's like, you know that you're going to be torturing them for the rest of their life. That's what Brittany did to herself by getting Jax those stupid drums.
I know, and that stupid sign, Jack's Cave. I mean, I never saw that movie, The Descent. It's supposed to be like this terrifying movie about these like women who go like climbing into a cave. But I just feel like the next sequel to this, The Descent, can just be called The Descent, Jax's Cave. And they just like show up at the mouth of the cave and just like all die. Like they don't even have to descend. It's just like,
yeah,
they just get to the cave like, oh, no. According to Brittany,
it's all Jax's exes who are like ghost zombies now coming to get you in the cave.
Carmen is in there. She's like, remember me. I look like the seagull from Finding Nemo.
Laura Lee.
Mine.
Laura Lee's hell is just getting dumped over and over right after an AA meeting in the hell cave.
Vale is in there covered in dirt.
The chunky sweater. It's like trying to find its way home.
The protein powder. We need our container.
Jax's old boobs that were he discarded.
That other girl who was not Carmen, but Jax was dating at the same time as Carmen. But no one remembers who she is. She's just hanging from a stalactite. Like.
So if you're not afraid of the Jax cave, Descent, the Jax cave, then Brittany explains what it is. She's like, yeah, he's in his cave. It's just a fart closet. Like cracks herself up. Which is probably so true and so wrong. So then Katie's like, so movie, right, Lala? But you totally got fair and square against all those other actors. And Brittany's like, are you nervous to say yourself on Big Bang?
I heard it's going to be in the Burbank Film Festival. Are you so scared, nervous? Kylie Davidson in it? Are you scared?
And Lala tells us about her film, The Row, which you might remember from an iTunes sale the day after it came out.
Yes.
But it's called The Row. And she's like, I put a lot of time and effort into my character because, like, I play someone who's a prude. And that's weird for me.
You're lying, Lala, because some of us have seen you in the feature film Pitching Love and Catching Faith, and you were also a prude in that. So actually, we know you've done the character work before, all right?
Yeah, you have practice, okay? No one's going to call you a method actor, but... You're well practiced. I'll give you that.
Yeah, Stella Badler. Zing. So the plan is that there's the premiere tomorrow night at, like, you know, I don't know, the Beverly Center or something. And then afterwards, Lala's going to go out and celebrate with Rand alone. So.
It's like, we need a little alone time.
Yeah, we're going to bone.
You know, I've always said on this show, I love a proud hoe. And I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. And Lala basically is the proudest hoe she's the proudest of hoes that have ever been on television.
Absolutely.
And as little as I respect her career path or her choices, I would like to say, as a great auntie to people on Bravo, you go, proud hoe.
Yeah.
I mean, you are really carrying that hoe flag high, and you're running with it.
Yeah.
And hey, who am I to suggest you actually go to college and, like, become an accountant?
Yeah. You're
living the dream, girl. I mean, it's a big fat dream that'll probably crush you one day.
Yeah.
But you go.
She got to go to the Cannes Film Festival and stand on a red carpet with Rand and John Travolta for, yeah, I'm assuming, the premiere of the thoroughly misunderstood feature film Gotti. But that's pretty cool.
Thoroughly misunderstood.
Because, you know, here's the thing. The mafia genre, it's
really rough.
Still hasn't wrapped its head around mafia.
It's a rough sell.
It's a hard sell. Like,
rough sell. You know Hollywood, all about its morals.
Hollywood, they just hate glorifying criminals, especially white ones. So now over at Vanderpump Dogs, where the star of two franchises greets us, Mr. John Sessa. Mm-hmm. Breakout star of 2019.
He really is. You know that guy's getting so much peen around West Hollywood. He is causing so much drama all over Bravo. And right now, he's not really causing drama in Vanderpump Pets. He's just like, where should we put those boxes? And Lisa's like, well, we'll give some to the center, but eventually we'd like this to be a profit-making business. Sure, don't argue about that.
Yeah, he's like pulling out. He's like bringing out Dorit's dog. Anyone recognize this dog? No, wrong show. I mean, if you want to show it, I have. This was totally unplanned, Stassi and Bo.
Mm-hmm. So, Stassi, what would you like your little dog? What is its name? Dorit would return me and have me killed. Is that its name? It's like refund. Yes, that's what Dorit should have asked for. Okay, thank you for coming in for my other show storyline.
Yeah. So so Stassi and Bo are there, and so is Schwartz. Schwartz is getting his dog cleaned because the dog rolled around in a dead bird, so it's good to see that it's learning from its master.
Otherwise known as Katie's side of the bed.
Otherwise known as Katie's new hair product, dead bird.
You know, sometimes Katie hate fills me with rage, and sometimes it just fills me with pure, utter joy.
Yeah. Okay?
Today's one of those days. I'm feeling really good about it. I'm feeling really good about our relationship.
I'm really happy for you right now. So basically Lisa starts asking Stassi about how the girls' trip went, and Stassi said it was great, except that Kristen turned into Satan, and because Carter was making her miserable, etc.
Isn't it funny? Because Satan has a bad day and he says he's turned into Kristen, don't he?
Isn't it funny? Because Satan famously also falls over on coffee tables.
That's how he got kicked out of heaven, actually.
He was so embarrassing when everyone in heaven went to a heavenly wine tasting. They said, get out of this heavenly realm.
He was literally a fallen angel. Get it!
Oh, but the good thing with the devil is that he doesn't wear ridiculous black and white stripes. What is that?
He wears Prada. So, yeah, Kristen, Stassi's like, all Kristen tells me is how miserable she is with Carter AF. It's like how I was with Patrick. The only difference is, like, she's way older than me, so she has no excuse.
She should know better.
Listen, I know you've been in a good relationship for about 5 minutes, and congratulations, but you're acting like Jax, where it's like, He's been normal for 5 minutes, and now he's going to lecture everybody else, okay? You don't get to suddenly call Kristen crazy. Kristen's always been crazy.
Yeah.
It's like getting mad that Ben and Jerry's, like, suddenly has nuts in it, okay?
Yeah.
you're not allowed.
It's sort of funny they mention that, because, like, I get mad at Jack trying to fool us into thinking he's a nice guy. But, like, I'm okay with, like, the queen bee deciding that she's reformed and then, like, just being totally shady and bitchy to her minions, because I like that sort of shit. I like when the women are mean to each other on this show.
Yeah, you're for it. You're all for it.
I'm all for it. So, yeah. So, basically, Bo's mom is coming into town, and she's going to be doing a relationship workshop with everyone, which clearly is going to go very well. So, now we go over to Tom and Ariana's apartment, and they are talking about how they want to move out. They want to get out of their apartment that they've been in, like, this entire show with its, like, ratty brown carpet. And even though it has that new adulting credenza, it's still, you know, it's still not quite enough. So they're looking to buy.
Yeah, there's really no other option, because to rent a new place is going to cost so much money, because we live in this same neighborhood. It's like $3,500 for one bedroom. Not even kidding. So that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But I live like them, where I'm like, this sucks. Like, if I can't, my coffee maker, when I turn on my coffee, it turns out all of my electricity in my house. See that ugly ass window unit behind me? Oh, I should cover that, actually. That ugly window unit behind me, I can't have a microwave or a toaster oven, because if they accidentally go on at the same time, it blows out all. It's like, what do? You know, I get you, Ariana. I feel you.
Yeah. Well, she wants the house. Financial independence of buying a house. Although I feel like financial independence means, like, I feel like buying a house is like a different sort of financial slavery. I feel like you're now
financial
just like
slavery.
You're beholden to the banks now instead of a landlord.
Yeah. You never own anything. The banks own it.
Ah. So Tom is like,
dude, so our house should have enough bedrooms for kids, like maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 kids maybe? And Ariana's like...
Ariana says, I always keep on my headphones, because, like, if he gets on my nerves, I can just, like, press play on classical music and throw him out. And then they show her with their little AirPods just, like, pretending to listen to him while she listens to music.
Yeah. And she's basically like, I don't want kids, and I want people to stop asking if I want kids. Like, everyone shut the fuck up. Which I think...
Stay out of my uterus.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tom's like, ooh. He's like all wilted and sad. Ooh. Sad Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my thought has always been, like, if you're with somebody who wants kids and you don't want kids, you probably don't belong together. But then they came across a wonderful idea later on in the show, which we'll get to.
I like the idea of Lisa Vanderpump getting just so excited about teasing that scene.
Yeah, she knows how to sell. Okay, yeah. So then the next Trixie Monocle song is La La based. It's la 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 da la di da boy. Get on it, boy. Get on it, boy. La 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 di da boy.
You know, speaking of music, did you see that there was a video from yesterday of a high school chorus or choir that performed Good as Gold?
Yes.
It was amazing. And I was like, listening to that song, I realized that Good as Gold really was destined to be a high school choir song, because it is so high school choir. And they were doing all this like frenetic choreography where there's like a lot of pointing and swinging and swirling and capes. And it was like this frenetic energy. And I just have to give like a standing ovation to that high school for having the artistic vision to do Good as Gold by Sheena Marie. Just really brilliant
and
work.
And to that Glee Club director. I mean, wow. Who does that? Who goes into the meeting like, we're doing Good as Gold from Vanderpump Rules?
Well, the truth is that Good as Gold is actually a rockin' song. It is an amazing song.
It's very,
and it deserved,
like,
radio play.
Epcot Center-y, you know,
it
like
is.
When you go get a, you just want to get a soda, but the line's like 3 hours long, and then all you hear the whole time on a loop is,
It's like the entertainers come up dressed as like Aladdin and Jasmine, and they start singing it on a stage, and you're like, oh my god, for the 10th time. And then like there's like some parent sitting in the front row with their like kid, and they're like clapping the kid's hands together to it, and you're like, oh god, stop it.
Like you're giving your child your bad rhythm, Whitey. Sit down over there.
If the child wants to clap, the child will clap. Don't do it for them, okay?
Yeah. God. Let the child be moved by the spirit, not your spirit, you snoreboard. Okay, I'm like, now we're mad at random people at Disneyland, you see?
We're having that kind of Tuesday on this show. I really loved that picture that we painted of standing in Tomorrowland watching a parent clap their toddler's hands while
I hate that. You know, no one has an ever Aladdin version of the Sheena song is before. Like, look at that parent clapping their child's hands. Like, that's never been pointed out to me before, but I realize like how much anger I've had.
I never thought about it ever before until this moment, and I'm also realizing I have a lot of anger about it too. It's like you're trying to sell like everyone on how happy you are and your child is, and neither of you are happy in this moment.
Yeah, we're all miserable. Good as gold is playing, okay? Okay, so anyway, back to la 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 dee da, boy, get on it, boy. So Jax is at the bar, and it's a classic Vanderpump Rules scene where Jax is trying to pretend he's like actually a bartender and not just some random Coke dealer making money behind the bar all these years, or like selling his ass to old men or something. Because yeah. Brittany's like, can I have a Tito's and soda and a Diet Coke? And he's like, Tito's and soda and rosé? Like, Diet Coke! Ah, Jax is so funny. I'm marrying that man.
God. No, I was embarrassed for Brittany. I mean, I'm often always embarrassed for her, but I was particularly embarrassed there. So then we go
Brittany's a proud stealth hoe. Yeah. So I'm like for Brittany. She's like putting up with Jax while getting a show.
Yeah, so, that's true. Yeah. So then we then go over to the hostess stand where Lala is like, it's so hard over here. People keep calling. And it's like, this job is hard, telling people no reservation required. Difficult.
It's like hard inspiring people. You know how hard it is going up to waiters and being like, turn the tables on your life. Turn the tables. Okay.
Rand keeps coming up to me and like clapping my hands together. I'm like, Rand, I don't like the song.
So Katie comes over to the hostess stand, and somehow now the hostess stand is like all the way up to I don't know. Did they put the hostess stand on lifters? Because
Billy
looks
Lee
like...
did. Billy Lee's like, okay, you're not going to have me this fucking season, even though I'm the only person who has any sort of drama with anyone. Fine, here's my revenge. I'm putting a cinder block under this hostess stand and making life hard for Lala.
Yeah, it's like it rose. It's so weird. Katie looks like the guy from Home Improvement. He's talking over the wall.
Katie's like going down a staircase. Like she's like miming down a staircase behind the dais.
Stupid Katie. So Lala's like, yeah, it's intense. Like tomorrow I'm walking the red carpet and like I'm hostessing. But I'm shitting bricks. Like, don't get me wrong. And Katie's like, you're a movie star. You know how much this fucking kills Katie?
Yeah.
That Lala ended up becoming a movie star. And it's so funny. Her face, she cannot hide it. She's like, you're a movie star.
Yeah. Katie still hates Lala, but she doesn't want to bear the brunt of like all of us hating on Katie for hating Lala. So she has to bite the bullet and be like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. And your direct to DVD, your video on demand role on The Row. I can't wait to look for it on DirecTV channel 189, airing once a week at 11 p.m. on a Wednesday.
I call it DTV, Lala. She's like, you know, like, I'm an actor, but I've never really thought of myself as a screamer. And Katie's like, oh, I've heard you scream. She's like, during sex? I'm like, God, Lala. Because you know that Lala and Rand are like that on all these trips that they invite everybody on. Yeah. They just, like, scream fuck the whole time. And everyone's like, ugh. They have to pretend they like it because they need a ride home, you know?
Yeah. Ugh. I know. It actually makes me mad. It makes me actually like the parent with the toddler again. Because I'm like, you know what? At least they're quiet, mainly. So then we have, like, just we see lots of stuff happening around Sir. We see Harry, James's brother, still, like, learning how to hold water. Like, there's a busboy who's, like, who, like, literally picks up two glasses of water and walks away. And you just see Harry's face being like, He's like studying it. It's like learning so much right now. Oh, I get it. You put the water in both of your hands and you move them away like that. Okay, I think I could do it this time.
So Jax is outside in the smoking section eating his French fries or whatever.
From Chef James, Joe.
Chef Joe!
He ordered it specifically from Joe.
And James calls and he's like, what is he calling? And of course, all of us are wondering, James, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Why are you calling Jax?
Yeah.
I just talk like Katie right now. The fuck are you doing, dude?
What are you doing? Yeah, basically, so James, I mean, obviously James is trying to get any sort of screen time. And so he invites Jax, and Jax is like, well, I hate James, but I like Tom, and Tom likes him, and I like golf, and golf is expensive, and James is going to pay for it, so yeah, I'll go.
So then he hangs up, and he's like, it's comical. That's such an ass. So Lala and Stassi,
Stassi and Lala are walking down the street, and Stassi's like, I started spinning. That's hard. You get so dizzy. Like, why is that an exercise, just going around in circles?
But it's, like, quick, and Stassi's like, yeah, no. Stassi's like, it's quick, though. And Lala's like, yeah, I like things quick and hard. It's like, oh, my God. Like, I get it.
Yeah. You know? It's like, I feel like last season, Lala was in her zone with her her new age feminism. You know, my pussy takes it like a champ, or my kitty takes like whatever she said.
My B takes D like a champ.
Yeah. But then, like, this year, she sort of was, like, overshooting the mark. And it's just, like, now just kind of, like, trying too hard with everything. Yeah, I like it hard and loud. I like penis. You're like, okay.
Yeah, dick!
I'm not slut-shaming. I'm just saying it's, like, done. Indelicate. It's like, just, I don't know. So
there's
they're getting
a proud hoe, and then there's a too proud hoe.
There's like a proud hoe, and then there's just like a showy
hoe. A what hoe?
A showy hoe. Or like
a show hoe, if you
yeah,
will.
It's like be artful. Like you can be a proud hoe, but be an artful.
Be an artful proud hoe. Okay?
Yeah.
Just be a show hoe.
Yeah, don't hit us like with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, so she's like, did you have fun at the... What'd she say? Christina's? Oh, she's like, did you have fun at Christina's? And she's things happened with Rand. Like, he didn't cheat on me, but, like, he was having a good time. And for the first time in my life, I was like, I am done. And Stassi's like, I could legit not tell anything was wrong.
Yeah, Stassi's like, I had no idea. I mean, I know I'm self-absorbed.
I like it deep and absorbed. It's like Lala finds a way to make it about a dick.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's no butt there, is there? So, so Lala starts telling Stassi about her Rand issues and their love story, and she's like, so actually, like, we met through the row because he came into Sir for like a business meeting to talk about the row, and I'm like, already first sign of problems for a movie. The formative development meetings took place at Sir. No.
Yeah.
No.
And I can't even imagine Rand in Sir because, look, I'm a big guy too, you know, so I say fat man all the time, but I am that man. And it is not easy to sit in Sir, okay? You're sitting on the ground pretty much. Yeah. They're like, welcome to Morocco. Enjoy sitting on the ground. It's not like the most comfortable place. So I'm trying to picture fat man in there, like trying to have a business meeting, you know?
And also, any legitimate Hollywood, like, production, their power lunches do not happen at Sir, okay? They have, I don't know where they happen necessarily, but usually in Beverly Hills, the Ivy. There are, like, places here in Hollywood where it's like, this is the power lunch place. Sir is not one of them. If you're if you're making your movie at Sir,
you're on the wrong path,
sir. You're making the row. You're making Gotti
or
the row.
You're making the row. That's exactly right. So she's talking about how they met through the row, but that's kind of an odd way to put it because he was there. He saw her and thought she was hot, so he had his assistant come up and say, are you an actor? And she's like, look at my Instagram, which is, as we see in a clip, shots of her butt and stuff like that, where Katie's like, you might be getting jobs from this, but it's not. It's a model.
I have to say, okay, first of all, I'm still mad at Katie about that incident. Second of all, so this guy is not going to just, like, he's just not going to walk up to her and, like say, like, are you, like, he's going to send his assistant up? What sort of punk move is that? I mean, I know it's, like, it's a power move to be like, I have an assistant. But that's like the big, that's the douchiest move I can imagine, sending your assistant up to like make your first move on this girl.
You're post-mating a hoe.
Yeah. Although I guess technically it wasn't, technically I guess it was more a casting, you know, like, oh, you could be good for this movie. I still think like, why don't you do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You ask a movie executive, why don't you do that yourself? Pick up your dry cleaning. I've got an idea. Like, why should it be different? I don't think it's much different in his mind than picking up his dry cleaning. You know, that's it's true. Like, hey, go grab that slag behind that tall,
that's
that
true.
Tall booth over there.
That's true. You make a very fine point.
So her story is that he wanted a date, and then the next she said, look at my Insta, and the next day she gets a call saying, you have an audition. So she auditioned, then went out with Rand, fucked him, and then he got her a Range Rover the next day.
Yeah. So, okay. First of all,
I'm not sure about this timeline.
I don't like the timeline. Second of all, because, like, if you have, like, a one-night stand with someone, or even if it's not a one-night stand, but you, like, first date and you guys have sex, and then the next day he's like, oh, here's a Range Rover for you. I'd be like, holy shit, whoa. Like, I mean, that's intense. That is, like, rashing up too much. Like, I'm sorry. If someone did that to me, like, it would be cool to have the Range Rover, but I'm like, well, now I don't want to be beholden to you because you got me a Range Rover. Also, like, how about next step is dinner? Okay, not a Range Rover. I'm sorry. Way too intense. Way too over the top. I'm sorry.
You're living in the wrong town. I mean, I sit here and say ho this, ho that all day long, but guess what I'm waiting for? A fucking Range Rover. Do you know how many free blowjobs I've given? I mean, talk about feeling like a loser. So Stassi's like, is your vagina made of sparkles? And Lala's like, yeah, but I had them burnt off. And she's like, no, not sprinkles, sparkle. She's like, oh, I don't know, but it works. And Stassi's basically like me.
So basically,
like, well, I had a guy call me an Uber the next day, and I thought that was nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. So here's where I have the mixed feelings, because I am with you. I am for a proud hoe. I don't think a woman should be slut-shamed just because she has sex with a guy or she gets something out of it. Like, oh, good for you. Like, you should get – like, do it. You know, like, I'm not going to slut-shame her for that. I just think it's weird on his part. But at the same time, also – for all this like new wave feminism, it is a weird thing, I think, to be like, so I had an audition, I had dinner with the guy who auditioned me, and then he, you know, we had sex. I feel like it's sort of like a weird take on the Me Too movement in a strange way, like if your boss comes on to you, it's cool because you got a Range Rover out of it. Like, I feel like that's kind of the message it's sending a little bit.
Yeah, I just...
But I guess if it's of your own agency...
I don't like the term new wave feminism because this is not new wave feminism. This is old school hoism. And, you know, I think there's room for both in the world. Okay? It's a free country.
I guess, hey, if it's of your own agency and if it's something that you want, then I guess it's all right. But I did think it sent a strange image.
But like, also, there's
yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I had nothing else to add to that.
No, yeah, I get what you're saying. But I have more of a problem with like plagiarism because Lala's like there's times that I put on a wig and tell him to meet me downstairs at the bar, and then I tell him like I'm an actress dying for a job and I blow him a lot. That's kind of like that Reese Witherspoon movie, Three Christmases. I mean, she didn't blow that guy a lot for jobs in Hollywood, but it's kind of the same plot line. And I'm wondering how much of this is even real.
Was there a part in that movie where Reese Witherspoon said, does daddy want to play with Lala's asshole?
Yeah, the movie poster says...
three assholes. And then it's just like a... Three what assholes. Is it? And it's just an image of like the Shocker.
It's just Rand visiting all his assholes.
Rand visiting his assholes.
And then I'm just like, I went to bed thinking of Lala sticking her finger up Rand's butt. And I'm just, you know, there's so much. This is a wasteful country. Well, there's a lot we just don't need. Okay?
It made me think of that scene in City Slickers with the calf. Where no, it came out
I'm very
the,
young, Ben. Okay, I don't
it's
know.
A really, old, it was a graphic moment in a
one of these
family
old films
film.
I'm talking about.
So now we go. Let's just go on to golfing. So we head over to a golf course, And James is like, Lisa says I can't get my job back unless I make some tangible steps. So I don't really like golf, but anything so that these guys go back and tell Lisa I'm making good decisions. I'm like,
yeah, Jax is going to go back and be like, tangible.
Yeah.
I don't know what James is thinking here.
Yeah, golf, which is not known at all for the amount of booze that guys drink when they go golfing. That's what I mean. I don't know, just...
It was pretty creative that they ended the last scene with Lala talking about sticking her fingers up daddy's butt and then opened this scene with Jack, James going, Jax, you want a glove?
It's good. Yeah, there's a good parallelism there. Paralleling, whatever.
So Tom has just had his conversation with Ariana. So he's like, guys, bros, dudes. I'm on a very, you know, I just want to say that I'd appreciate if you guys didn't bring up with Ariana stuff about having a baby, like her uterus. It's not uterus, it's herterus, right? Jack's like, what the fuck? Like, it's totally normal. We're just sitting around being like, when are you going to get knocked up, slag? You know?
He's like, so let me get this straight. If I weren't asking so many questions, Ariana would be at home right now pumping out kids left and right. I don't think so. I'm like, that's funny because you certainly had a lot of opinions about when people butt into your relationship with Brittany. I seem to remember like a whole season of you saying that things with you and Brittany would be fine if people stopped asking questions. So, Jax, I'm yeah. Shaking my head at you like this. I'm going,
Yeah. And so Jax is like, yeah, like I'm going to take her to lunch and just say, uterus, which, of course, the first minute he sees Ariana, he does just that.
Yeah.
So fucking Jax.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I did, Tom I number two is like,
yeah,
you know what you really need? You just like, you need to give her an ultimatum because that's what Katie did to me. You know, she said, don't get caught on camera cheating anymore. And so I haven't been caught on camera cheating anymore.
Yeah. Tom's like, dude, I want an ultimatum, but we're also saving up for a house. And I just don't know if I can get a new car. Like, I don't think that's a car brand. No?
So, girls' night.
Oh, good. Fun.
This cast has the saddest girls' nights of all time, I have to say. And I actually like most of the girls, but I'm like...
I know, but I like it when they fight. I'm sorry. It's like, I know, this is... It's a very backward view that we can all be happy when the women are fighting. But honestly, on this show, it's true. So they're at Lock and Key, and all the girls slide into the booth. This is right after the premiere, and Sheena's like, can we talk for a second about how awesome Lala was in our movie? Like, I really believe that she was in a sauna.
How amazing was Sheena's line? Because it was 100% Sheena.
Yeah.
She, oh,
felt the fear of Lala when she was like running down front row and then got hit by a car and then stabbed in the face. I was like,
Sheena's becoming so Sheena. She sounds like she's getting waterboarded as she talks. You know, she's like,
she would actually like it. Oh, this is a fun sensation. I feel like I'm upside down. I feel like I'm drowning, but I'm still alive. Isn't that like such a weird thing? Like, has Rob ever done waterboarding before? Adam, did you ever do it? Adam?
So Ariana's like, Lala was the best part of that movie. Okay. Let's just say that.
And she was terrible. Let me add that too, if you know what I'm saying.
And Kristen's like, Lala's movie, Throw, is about a bunch of like sorority girls who like get slashed. Is that like a sorority girl slasher? Can that be like a kind of movie? That be a genre? I'm like, it's literally a genre of movie, Kristen, but thanks.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. James is very sad. He's like, I went in there hoping to see a very serious family drama about a row, but turns out it was about sorority girls, not my parents.
It's like when I went to see Fences and no one fenced.
He has very, very misguided ideas of what's playing in movie theaters.
Like waiting for someone to be served an omelet during breakfast at Tiffany's.
I went to see Green Book and didn't learn how to plant a single thing.
Okay, so Sheena, yeah. Okay, I'm still at Sheena's line because I love Sheena. So Stassi tells everybody Bo's mom is coming, so they're going to have like a party for it. And then she's like, yeah, you know, like, his mom is really big into talking about relationships. And Kristen, I just want you to be honest about your relationship. Just be honest about Carter. And Kristen's like, oh, I'm honest. I don't talk bullshit. I'm totally honest. I'm like, oh my God. Kristen.
Meanwhile, she's like flung
Kristen
the
off.
She's like flung the nachos off the table with all her spastic arms. Like all the chicken wings are like on the ceiling now.
Yeah, Kristen looks like an air popper. She's like, I'm on this.
Kristen says the thing that you always want to hear about your loved ones. Day to day, life is so much better and more positive than it has been. I'm like, well, that's... So we've seen day-to-day improvements. Okay, that's just like a little... I don't know.
Yeah, when you're speaking in AA terms, it's not good. You know, we're just taking one day at a time. You know, he gave me a chip this morning, so that's good.
One day at a time, one day at a time, one day at a time. No, 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 no.
I don't get that. I'm very young. Still youthful. So
Franklin Stan, okay.
So Kristen, so they're all like, well, stop lying about it then. Like, you're always... Stassi tells her, in private you tell me how terrible he is, and in public you say how great he is. Yeah, because going on national television and shit-talking your boyfriend, that's considered being a bad girlfriend, okay? I know that your show hasn't learned that yet, but come on, guys.
So, as evidence that Carter's a good boyfriend, Kristen's like, yeah, he's going grocery shopping tomorrow. I'm like, oh my god, slow clap. What a boyfriend.
Katie goes, he's going to Ralph's. Is he taking your money? And Kristen's like, that was uncool. Brittany tells us, a while ago, Carter went on vacation and he took Kristen's entire wallet. Like, she didn't have anything. She didn't even have her driver's license.
I was like, aren't you going to be hungry? And it's like, what are you talking about? Your wallet. This is mine. It's like a turkey sandwich. I can never find my credit card in here, but it is delicious.
I've heard of users, but taking someone's entire wallet.
I mean. And you know, Kristen just sat there all weekend, like. Bloop, bloop, bloop,
bloop. Oh, man. So she's mad at Katie now for saying that. She's like, do you have to say it like that? Like, you're so boring, Katie. You're so boring. Boring kid goes, yeah, you know what else was boring? Hearing about you paying for everything for your boyfriend, okay? Like, oh, it's boring.
Wake up. I love you. So.
Why don't you give me your name? Okay, I think that Tom number two, my dream in life right now, this is a very sad, petty dream, and I'm so sorry, but God, I hope Tom number two is cheating on Katie, because what an insufferable ass that woman is, okay? Tom number two, cheat. Okay, consider this your hall pass. Do it. Do it for your country.
I don't know, but I'm also of the mindset that I would not be mad if we got rid of Carter because he brings nothing to the show and he's annoying and he's tying up Kristen. And I want like, and not in like a sexy Lala way. He's like, really, like, we need like Kristen like out in the world roaming, trying to find men and being crazy and going after people. Like, she's been too quiet, you know? This season, it's been a nice return to form for her, being like a little bit like wonkier, you know? But I'm like, I'm done with Carter. Let's get rid of him. Go.
Yeah. Yeah, Carter's kind of boring, but I don't know. I don't need my girlfriends to have interesting boyfriends. You know, I just need them to be interesting.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. So Katie's hounding Kristen, being like, you don't have sex. You sleep in different beds. And now things have been here for 1 month and everything's like, supposed to be blah, 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 blah. Kristen's like, don't make generalizations. And then
Kristen tells us the most romantic thing ever. Okay. This is like Kristen's version of The Notebook. She's like, if I get married, it's going to be to Carter, because, like, I'm getting older and I don't want to die alone, all right?
That'll be their wedding vow. I don't want to die alone, and you're there, so let's do this. As, like, Carter, the face of settling.
Yeah, the settlers of Kristan.
The settlers of Kartan. I would play that game. I would totally play that. Do you have 3 Stassis I can trade you for 2 Sheenas?
I'll give you 3 Britneys if you give me my wallet back.
I have the longest binge.
So Kristen's like, he's not your boyfriend. And Katie's like, thank God he's not my boyfriend. And Kristen goes, I'm getting a beer. Like, goes off to the bar.
Yeah.
Or no, Mr. Kristen.
So then we go out to a dock.
Here we go to the Malibu Pier, which is like the only place that will give this cast free meals, apparently, because now everyone's like fine just driving to Malibu all the time.
We still have to go to Neptune's Net, by the way, and I would like to do that because I like a fried seafood moment.
Well, when we come out with those Star Trek machines where they zap you from one place and can put you in another place, I'll see you there. But
fine.
Have to get in a car to Malibu, okay?
Fine. I'll go with someone else then. I'll go with
just
someone
FaceTime
who does appreciate
me from
a drive.
There. FaceTime, yeah, FaceTime me from there.
Okay, I'll FaceTime you from Neptune's Net.
Well, one time
Net.
We went out there, not to Neptune's Net.
To Malibu to Seafood. Someplace.
Yeah, that was great. That was fun.
It was fun.
Okay, guys, that's not the point of this recap.
The point is...
Bo's mom is basically me in 20 years.
It was funny because in this scene, I was like, oh, Bo's mom is giving me, like, older Stevie Nicks. But then later on, when there was the other big scene with her, I was like, she looks like Brianna when Brianna's, like, mom age, like, older mom age.
Yeah.
It was my big...
I think she looks like me. I really do. I think that that's going to be me. I'm going to get a Holly Hobby hat.
I did like her hat. It reminded me of Shannon Bedore's hat during the volleyball fight.
Yeah, it was the same style hat. Okay, so basically this scene, Stassi's like, I'm amazed by your son. Like, the lack of emotional abuse is uncomfortable at first and hard to get used to. But
yeah. You're, Bo, like... Our friends kept on telling us that, like, we should be together. And so Bo looked at my Instagram and was like, no. And the mom's like, well, that's great. That means he doesn't really care about your looks. He's just into your personality. Oh, God, my son is into your personality.
God, help me. So, yeah. So the Bo's like, I got to go to the bathroom. Do not talk about me. I'm going to record everything you guys say so I can listen to it later. Do not talk about me. And she's like, what, like that time when you were a little boy and you had pee all over the front of your pants and I had to teach you how to shake it? And I was like, I just watched Abducted in Plain Sight, okay? You're creeping me out, okay? This is officially creepy now. And also, could you give Jax that advice? Because he spent that entire golf scene with pee on his penis. I don't know if anybody noticed, but there you go. Okay.
So, yeah, so then later on, so Stassian and the mom.
Stassian.
They have
a race of people. Stassian.
Stassians. So they have like a nice conversation and Bo actually records it and he's like, I'm gonna listen to what they said right now. And he like turns it on and he's like, wait a second, why is it just Stassi singing Les Mis? Just like, I dreamed a dream AF. That Carter
Stop
would leave Kristen.
Fries in my head. It's like his mom's just throwing fries in her head while she sings Les Mis.
Master of the Sir. Master of the Sir.
So romantic. So it was actually really
it was
sweet.
Nice. It was really, they're I like them together. I think they're a cute couple.
I don't know. I just don't understand. How do you fuck somebody so nice? Like, how does your boner even work? Yeah. Well, I guess Stassi doesn't have to work a boner. You see, girls are so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Lucky. Girls are lucky.
Boner is the great ruiner of
God,
life.
Girls yes. really get it so easy in this life, don't they?
Oh, they really do. It's such privilege.
Yeah, I mean, like, God. Toxic femininity. Am I right, everyone? So, now we go back to Sir. And Brittany's like, oh my god, Katie, I'm like waiting on three different birthday parties. And I told Jax, I was like, oh my god, three different birthday parties. I was like, that's like a party for every single ice cream plus one. You know what I'm saying?
And Katie's like, Katie hates her, okay? Katie, the look that Katie is giving her at that squirrel stand is really painful to look at. And it makes me feel bad for Brittany because Brittany doesn't get it. But she senses something's weird, so she starts overcompensating even more with her, like, fake accent and stuff. She's like, oh, I'm going to get my teeth pulled. It's going to be crazy, because that's going to take care of me.
I would love
that's a weird, like, thing, and Katie's just looking at her like, my God, I own 5% of a restaurant.
She's like, congratulations on having a very standard surgery. I would have loved it if, like, after Brittany's surgery, she's like, I'm getting my surgery. And then afterwards, she's like, hi, I'm Brittany. This is how I speak now. My wisdom teeth are out.
It's like, welcome to my home.
I speak like Diane Sawyer now. Jax.
Well, this is my first surgery since my boobs. And he didn't take care of me like he could have. But now they're wearing guy age, they'd better take care of me in sickness and in health.
She's like, okay. Now it's 10 p.m., so I can't have anything else to eat, but I wonder if I can still have water. You think I still have water? And Katie's like, oh, yeah, you can totally have water. I think it's just they don't, you know, they don't want you to. And she's like, I know. I'm like, hey, none of you guys know, because the whole reason why you don't eat anything for the anesthesia, I believe, is because when you're out, anything in your stomach can gurgle up and you can choke and die on it. So no water, ma'am.
Well, if
and don't listen to Katie. Don't listen to Dr. Katie.
On their own vomit, it's going to be this cast. That's for sure.
I like I'm mad at Katie for giving bad medical advice when I just gave medical advice that's like founded in something I think I heard once.
But it's Katie. Katie could be reading the Declaration of Independence and I'd still be like, fuck you! In the back row.
So Tom Schwartz comes in. He's like, yo, my accountant. I mean, DJ Mickey, what's going on?
Vanderpump's like, hello, paperwork, paperwork, jobby, jobby business. And they're like,
oh, we haven't done our paperwork yet, Lisa. Sorry.
She's like, I can't open this restaurant if they're not 100% committed.
The name
Julio Julio Jojo doesn't work quite as well.
The name Jax James is looking really good right now. Get it!
Jax James. It's so sad that that's like her, that's her automatic go-to in her head for her backup to own a restaurant.
I know. I'm sad that she's having a falling out with Teddy on Beverly Hills because I would not have minded a bar called Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear, we serve you food that looks delicious and you love it, but then it turns away from you and you can't eat it.
Don't,
oh my God!
Don't worry about ordering anything because I've already chosen it for you, I guess. Manipulator.
Teddy Bear, the restaurant where we've set fork, plate, spoon, and the knife is in your back.
So now it's like the next day, and Brittany's coming home from her oral surgery, and the producers are so kind to give us actual footage from the surgery where you just see like you basically see like the visual personification of the sound, yaks. You just see the oral surgeon be like, yaks. Just like in there with the pliers, like, yaks. Pulling out the teeth.
Oh. Why are they taking anything with the word wisdom away from Brittany? She could use all the wisdom she can, okay? I don't care. I don't care if it's only
I think
teeth.
It's a punishment.
Just leave her whatever.
They're like, we gave you this wisdom and you wound up with jacks. You lose the right to these teeth.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think on this video. It's only my face and this other thing. Poor things. Here, I'm going to switch it to Ben's face. Okay. The point is that, she's Jax is like, God, you know, I've had a lot of girlfriends. And I mean, I never took care of them. But with Brittany, like, I get off on taking care of her. You know what I mean? It was so creepy. It's like a lifetime husband.
Yeah. He said, "I." He goes, I almost get off taking care of her. Turns out, other women's pussy is more fun. So, see ya.
Yeah.
You all drugged up? You good? Okay, bye.
So, Ariana and Katie and everyone
Schwartz.
Come over.
Schwartz.
Yeah. Oh, God. So then Ariana's like, hi, gonna go say hi to Brittany. And the first thing Jack says is like, hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm real sorry about bringing up babies and stuff with Tom. He told me he doesn't want me to bring it up. It's just that, you know, if you don't have babies, like, what's your womb there for? You know, it's like owning property. And I mean, you're a woman. Your whole point is to drop out little sperm koalas, you know, that some man puts in you. And you've got a man willing to sperm you up, lady. Come on!
Aaron is like, pull your head out of my vagina and worry about something else for once. Jack's like, oh. So then Aaron is like, they're talking about this, the future and everything, and Ariana goes, listen, I'm buying that fucking house, and if Tom wants to leave, he can buy me out and I'll stay there. I was like, I don't know if that's how that works. But actually, like, I can imagine Ariana just, like, pulling a fast one on Tom. Like, okay, you pay me, and then you don't have a house. Great.
Dude, yeah, sounds great. Wait a second.
And then he's, like, Fred Flintstone out on the front door.
Ariana!
Yeah, that is some odd math that they had there. But a standard prompt rules, you know. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. So then we go over to Kristen and Carter's apartment, and Kristen's like arranging things in front of her Trading Spaces inspired pegboard that she has over her table.
Oh my God. My papa had that in the garage for all his tools. Yeah. Guess what? No one's car was ever fixed right. Okay.
Well, she definitely had the pegboard up and going. Like, clearly she saw it on Pinterest and she made it a reality.
Square pegs.
And Carter's wearing a t-shirt that says, "Relationships are hard."
That's funny. I didn't notice that he was wearing that.
Yeah.
So let me see here. Okay. So here's the crux of Kristen's problem. She talks shit about everybody all the time. So her friends don't know whose side she's on, because when she's with Carter, she's talking shit about her friends. And when she's with her friends, she's talking shit about Carter. Now, as an avid shit talker, I understand this conundrum. I still haven't figured out how to solve it. So I don't really have advice for her, but I can see that that's her problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So she's telling Carter's like, "Oh, well, you need anything?" He's like the mini Kristen. He's like, "Ugh, do we need anything? I mean, we've got ice and we've got booze." And she's like, "I hate when you say booze. Oh, it's like so trashy."
Booze? Yeah, I wonder if I heard that right. Did he say? I was like, he said booze, right? I think it's a fairly standard colloquialism for alcohol. Well, what does she want? What she want him to say? Spirits.
We have spirits, and she's just trying to make it look on camera like she's standing up to Carter and being a badass. And so she's going to find
drawing a line.
To yell at him. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone comes over. And so Issa, her name is Issa or Issa. That's Beau's mom. So she gathers everyone around and she's like, "Okay, I'm going to give you guys some advice. Okay. Here's the situation. We all have reptilian brains, and when the reptilian brain goes off, your other brain shuts off, and then it doesn't engage, and your reptilian brain is like, rah, 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 and next thing you know, you've got Kristen eating a pillow, which is what she's doing right now. You don't know me! You don't know me!"
Yeah, and they just realize that they've all got reptilian brains all the time, which is why they're on a reality television show. You know, it's like, yeah, that's me this morning, and it's actually me right now.
Yeah.
So, not really sure what to say about that.
Yeah. Kristen goes, "Issa's right. I have something inside me that makes me lash out. I never thought it was my reptilian brain, though. I just thought it was my regular brain. But I guess I sort of am mostly crocodile. So, makes sense."
So, Issa's like, "Okay, kids, thanks for listening. Now your payment is intimacy, which is what we all yearn for." And I'm like, you know what, Ben's mom? If we ever have a talk and you give me advice, please don't request intimacy after. Okay? This makes me not want to talk to anybody's mom ever again, you know?
Yeah.
So what an odd request.
You know, it's so funny.
Like, that's how Lala gets paid, okay? Like, if that's the economy now, we're all fucked.
Oh, God. Sorry, I was looking up the reptilian brain, which I should have done beforehand, because I was like, is this a real thing, the reptilian brain? But it is.
It's reptilian brain, yeah.
I thought she was making a reference, like a metaphorical reference, like we become reptiles. We go back to our reptile self. But it really is.
Yeah, there's different kinds of brain. Like, I have a Flintstonian kind of brain, for example.
All I know is my amygdala has gone off. So, that reminds me, we got a mail from this thing.
So then Tom and Ariana have this discussion in the kitchen after the talk, and she's like, "I think my reptilian brain was trying to tell me to murder you after I found out that you talked to Jax about babies a fucking again, Tom." And Tom's like, "Well, look, you know, like saying that like I was going to leave you if you didn't give me babies, it's probably the wrong way to say that." Is there another way to say it? Because I haven't come up with a nice way to say that yet.
Yeah. So basically he's like, "Dude, like, I want to have kids, you know, at some point, but like not till like 5 years from now." She's like, "I thought it was like 10. He's like, "Ha, ha." So there will be kids. You're saying there's a chance. # dumb and dumber. So he's like, "Dude, I'm going to have a kid no matter what. Well, you know, I'll do it. I'll do it all. Or maybe you'll do it, but we'll see what happens. And you'll either decide you're in or you're out, whatever. Dude, you know."
Yeah, and this is what we said when we were first having – my mic is on like the jankiest thing. What we said when they were first talking about babies. Do it like gay people. You know, yeah. My gay friend has a baby with my lesbian friend, and they just act like they're divorced. I mean, they still talk, but they just switch that baby off, you know, and I know that that's not for everybody. But we are in West Hollywood. It's fairly normal here.
Oh, I thought you meant, when you said do it like gay people, I thought you meant have one and then use it as a prop to get a GLAAD award. Oh, sorry. I totally misunderstood that.
Oh, God. Our little baby GLAAD. I've named you Tupperware. You've brought me my first GLAAD award.
So now Stassi and Katie have, like, wandered into Kristen and Carter's bedroom, which is a place I would never go into. Okay? Like...
God, it's you like, want you to know, talk you know, about the descent.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, like, don't go into, like, a bear's... You know, like, in Jurassic Park, when you stumble upon a nest of eggs? Talk about a reptilian brain. It's like, you're like, oh, shit, this is not where I should be. That's like Carter and Kristen's bedroom. Stay out! Stay out!
Well, their relationship is like Jurassic Park, because at first you're like, oh, my God, this is so great. I love it. This relationship is going great. And then... You're like, this is not as great. And then all these years later, you're like, fuck this. Why do they keep doing this to us? I don't want to sit through this anymore, okay? I'm sick of it.
Yeah. So Stassi and Katie are sitting in there underneath some print from, like, art.com. I know it because that's where I got my prints, okay? I speak because I have to share my truth. So so they're just, like, in there, being like, ugh. And so Carter comes and joins them. And they're like, ugh.
I know. Carter comes into his own fucking bedroom that they're sitting in on his bed. And he's like, so, Katie, you and Tom have been together how many years? Uh-huh. And Stassi, you've had about 5 minutes in your relationship.
Okay, Five-ish Finkel, we get it. All right.
So, why do you think that you can just come in the middle of my relationship? It would be nice if you didn't come in the middle of my relationship, okay?
Yeah.
Which I don't think that Carter has the worst point in the world. I would normally say stay out of the girl's business, but Katie was the one who called him last week, like, your girlfriend is a disaster.
Yeah, exactly. So Carter's just like, I just don't get why you guys are bad-mouthing me. I'm like, well, because you started dating someone who's on a reality show, someone who is famously in, like, a crazy group of women who just, like, tear everyone's relationships apart. So that's probably the reason why. Just gonna...
Yeah, or the short answer is, it's your turn, Carter.
Yeah, you've skated by for many years. Like, yes, you've skated by. Like, other people have gotten it twice by now, and you've gotten nothing, okay? Skater boy. So Stassi's like, look me in the eyes and tell me you guys are in an awesome relationship, okay? And also, look me in the eyes and tell me you don't see the fury of hell, okay?
Just look me in the eyes.
Look me in the eyes and tell me you don't see happening.
Yeah, so they start fighting. Because Katie is not just going to be like, well, sorry, I guess it's none of our business, but as long as you're happy, or do any of the things any normal fucking person would do. She's like, well, I don't like Kristen pay for everything. starts fighting. And then when he's like, you guys, the reason that we fight is because you guys are fucking rude to her. And then they just both jump up and start Richard sistering him, like on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
So yes,
like,
you slut both, pig. They were doing you that. Slut pig, slut pig. And meanwhile, like outside, Kristen's, like, talking to Issa, and she's just, like, in full floppy, like, inflatable car sky. She's, like, she's just, like, doing some interpretive dance out there. Her limbs are just, like, flying everywhere. She's like, oh, reptilian brain taking over. Don't know what to do. Throw me over the edge, Issa. Throw me over the edge.
Issa's like, that reminded me. Will you give me an oil change? Standing here
and a hug. I did require intimacy as payment, and I have not received that yet.
Yeah, so Kristen's like, well, I guess that I shouldn't, like, come home and then, like, unload on Carter about, like, all my friends. Because, like, he's a guy. Like, he doesn't get it. Like, he's a guy. His mom's, like, holding onto her hand as she, like, juts herself off the balcony with her headbutts. Come back. What is wrong with this girl?
So Carter, meanwhile, is going to be like, you guys are scary. You guys are scary. So Kristen walks in And Stassi's like, Carter says that the reason why you fight is because of me and Katie. And last time I checked, it is our fault. Thank you. I have to say, I'm, like, really so flattered by this. This is really, I feel like I'm accepting an award. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank my dad. I'd like to thank Phil from The Amazing Race, who eliminated us about 10 years ago. That would really inform my personality a lot. Thank you so much.
And stupid Kristen. I love how Kristen deals with these people. Crazy people know how to deal with crazy people, you know. So she's just like,
Could we please stop yelling in my home? That would be great. It's very mature to be yelling in my... Look how subtle my headbutt is. Boom.
Small very shoulder calm roll. Now, okay?
Small shoulder roll.
I'm like running in slow motion because it's so slow and I'm so calm because I'm calm of mind. My reptilian brain is not engaged. Reptilian brain not engaged.
My neck is already feeling better.
My neck, my back, my reptilian brain, and my crack.
So then Katie and Stassi are still yelling that somebody had the gall to come up against them. And Stassi's like, we are not making anything up. We are just regurgitating what you said to us back to him. I'm like, okay, it's like your baby bird feeding an argument. Okay, listen to yourselves.
Katie goes, I'm insulted right now. I'm like, well, you're always insulted, girl. So just calm down. And for those of you guys who aren't watching on TV Party, you missed me flap my hand forward because I was I'm so upset at Katie being insulted. You're always insulted, girl. Girl.
And Kristen's like, really can't have yelling in my home, especially in my bedroom.
So like, slut pig, you are a slut pig. We're out of here. This bullshit.
And so they leave all furious, and she's like,
guys, I'd really like to not engage our reptilian brain.
And Stassi's like, then be honest, Kristen.
Yeah. Carter's like, you know what? When she gets home, we get into arguments because y'all are very nasty. You're so nasty.
Yeah. And then Kristen's argument here, she's like, well, like, them? Like, I've listened to Katie talk about Tom cheat on her a million times, and I was like, you guys got this. And then I listened to Stassi talk about her abusive relationship with Patrick, and I was like, you got this, girl. So I would like them to do the same to me. I'm like, Kristen, saying you've got their back through terrible relationships is not being a good friend. What you should have said is your fucking boyfriend has cheated on you 90 million times, and he smells like pond water, and you shouldn't marry him. He has no hope for anything or a job. And your other friend's fucking abusing you, bitch. Get out of that house. You want me to come over there and help you pack your stuff? What kind of friend just says, oh, you're in these horrible, abusive, you know, degrading relationships? Yeah. Just stay with it. I'll support you. That's not being a good friend.
Okay? Also, I mean, I don't remember the details of it, but didn't Kristen try to basically undermine that entire trip to New Orleans? Wasn't there like a thing she set off that whole crazy night was because something that she set off, right? Didn't she have a conversation with like Tom or someone? And like cause all sorts of chaos.
Yeah, she was the one starting that.
Which is not having someone's back, by the way.
Yeah. But it was in defense of Katie. It was like, Tom, you do this, man. I don't really remember what it was. I mean, I almost forgot that Katie's sitting here, or Kristen's sitting here saying all this stuff when she fucks Stassi's boyfriend.
Yeah. Don't forget about that. Essential details.
Those were eons ago, decades ago, darling.
So Katie's
and they were
like,
on a break.
So Katie's like, Kristen never says anything good about you, Carter. She never has anything good to say. And Carter's like, yeah, well, and how shitty were things before you got married? And Kristen's like, Katie's like, go fuck yourself. Because, I mean, say what you will about Carter, he did pretty much just get her right there. I mean, like, yeah. Which is also sad that he's basically saying, yeah, things are shitty for us now, but like, you know, we're really on course for shittiness. We're really like we're really with you guys on our shitty level, so it's okay.
Well, you reap what you sow. You throw shit out into the world and you grow Carter in your garden. You know, what can I say?
So Katie storms off and Tom, being such a great husband, is like, Baba, I'd go after her, but I'm really comfortable on this chair. Oh,
Katie's gone. Anyone want to make out?
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, don't worry. She's de-escalating. Yeah, she's de-escalating. Yeah. Okay, cool.
And that brings us to the end of a Vanderpump Rules recap.
How could you betray me so?
How could you? So Summer House, the recap for Summer House will be up on Friday. I don't think we're doing Mexican Dynasties this week, but I think we're going to work it into our schedule next week. Maybe just stay listening and you'll see what's going to pop up. And tomorrow we are back with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So much drama. We are excited. Come see us in Cincinnati in about a week and a half. It's going to be an amazing time. It's our first time ever in Ohio. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for tickets to that. And we'll chat with y'all tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.